important the motive of habit four is. I mean, you think for yourself, when you're convinced you're right, do you really want other people's opinions? Usually we don't. When we're convinced we're right, we want submission. We want obedience to our opinions. We want our boss to ask our opinion. We want our subordinates to go along like good soldiers. So you have to really analyze the situation and ask, wait a minute, here's another person involved. This person sees it differently. How important is that person to me? What is truly important about the long-term situation here? I do want their opinion. It's hard, though. You have to suck it up a little. Hunker down and make it happen. Go for a win-win performance agreement. I've been in many situations where I just hoped that what I thought was win would be win to them. And if it wasn't, because I had not prepared myself as well inside, I tended to go for win-lose. Or if I didn't have any courage left, capitulated and went for lose-win. And habit six, to synergize, is the endowment of being creative. And when you're creative with another person, it's a form of cooperative creation. So these are emergent endowments that come because people have exercised the foundational generic endowments that are unique to our nature as human beings.
We've reviewed six of the seven habits in action. Being proactive and responsible. Beginning with the end in mind. Putting first things first. Thinking win-win. Seeking to understand, then be understood. Learning to synergize. But once these habits are alive within us, it is the seventh habit, sharpening the saw, that will nurture and replenish them.
What's the second law of thermodynamics? It's the word for disorder, entropy. In other words, everything tends to become disarrayed, disordered.